This is KCUR 89.3. More than 40 years ago, a group of artists met in the River Market and formed the Kansas City Artists Coalition. Since then, the group has grown into an organization with more than 400 artists and four galleries in its space at 2nd and Wyandotte. Meanwhile, the city's art scene has changed dramatically, as KCUR's Laura Spencer discovered when she sat down with new executive director Marissa Stark. Development in the River Market also means changes ahead for the coalition.
When the Kansas City Artists Coalition got started, the Kansas City art scene was very different. And I'm wondering if you could take us back a little bit to that time period and what kind of led up to the creation of the Kansas City Artists Coalition.
They felt that there was no local voice for local artists in the Kansas City area. And that first meeting brought about 100 local artists into what was Philomene Bennett and Lou Merrick's studio. They decided at that point that they needed to create an organization that would give them voice, that would not only exhibit their works, but also help to lift each other up, giving each other advice on how to photograph your artwork, write an artist statement, kind of the ins and outs of what makes you a professional artist.
So in terms of the mission as the Artist Coalition goes forward, do you see things changing as some of their initial needs and demands have been met through the years?
Absolutely. We were created as a 20th century gallery model. We now live in the 21st century. And what does that model of a gallery space or a not-for-profit arts gallery look like, both to artists and patrons alike? So we're really kind of having a lot of discussions about what we're doing. Is it serving the community best? And how can we meet the needs of that community in a really viable way?
The art scene has changed very much over the years, but so has the River Market. And with new development and the streetcar, and you probably have, I'm assuming, people who don't have to drive here to the River Market to come to the space, but who can walk over now that there's more residential living.
For us, that's been really exciting to watch this development. The organization was invited into the Art Space Lofts in the mid-80s in an effort to help educate the community outside of the downtown community that the River Market was safe again, that we had viable opportunities here for businesses living. And that was 33 years ago. And now we see what that investment in the arts, what that investment in artists and the community really gave back. It took 30 years, but that was a lot of hard work on Mel Mallon's side, Dana Gibson's side, of really investing in us and having the confidence that if they just stuck with it, there would be excitement about the downtown community. And that's really exciting to watch happen and kind of unfold over these last 8 years.
As you look ahead, are there changes coming up that you'd want to talk about?
In October of 2018, our property was sold to an outside investor who is looking to utilize the space in a different way. So we're looking at this point to take the organization and grow it in maybe a new and exciting space that we have yet to find.
Well, and it's interesting because you talked about this location when Kansas City Artists Coalition first moved to the River Market and how it was a way to demonstrate that this was an area that was safe and walkable and, you know, people were coming here. Do you maybe see that this organization will pioneer another location?
I think that's absolutely a possibility. We've had a membership for the past 43 years that we've served diligently, and we want to continue to do that, whether we're here or whether we're elsewhere, wherever that may be. We're really excited to continue to better their artful experience and the community that we will be a part of in the future.
That was Marissa Stark, the new executive director of the Kansas City Artists Coalition. She spoke with KCUR's Laura Spencer. The organization is in a contract through June 2020 at its River Market location.